You're with SBS Radio.
I'm Bertrand Tungandame, and you're listening to NITV Radio. My guest is Auntie Annabel Sharman, a proud Matimati woman who honors her ancestral cultural heritage, knowledge, and wisdom. And we're talking today about Stories Beneath the Veil, a series that will be launched later this week. And Auntie Sharman took a leading part in its making. Auntie Sharman, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you. What a beautiful introduction. Thanks very much.
You are welcome, Auntie Sharman. Now, Stories Beneath the Veil is a community-led film project shot remotely during Victoria's lockdown in Robinvale. Well, this is actually a four-year project, and you took a leading role. You actually co-wrote the movie. Tell us about the making of this series.
You know, functional arts have been visiting the community of Robinvale for a number of years now. So during that time, they were engaged with our young people and the youth within the school and community, and to offer different creative mediums, I guess, you know, script writing, acting, you know, performing, and all sort of performing arts. So during that period, you know, we had these young people that showed up and turned up, who were, you know, wanting to be involved and were really interested in, you know, ways and how they can perform and the different, you know, types of performance. Initially, a group of young kids turned up to do a script writing workshop.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, that was a number of years ago, they attended Melbourne, you know, down to with Functional in Melbourne, and continued that script writing, and that's where, you know, our Stories Beneath the Veil was born, I guess. In 2020, yeah, we were able to actually film it. And, you know, it was COVID, it was lockdown, it was a very unique
experience.
Different, you know, unique circumstances. And
yeah.
The actors have been the young people that have been involved right from the beginning and who are engaged with Functional. They're really proud of their efforts, and they actually, you know, helped write and form the script and played roles in the film,
yeah,
you know, three or four years later.
Wow. Now, Stories Beneath the Veil is the story of a young Aboriginal dancer and choreographer, Annette, and the story is about finding power with her art and her relationship and speaking up. Can you elaborate a little bit on this for us?
The storyline, it's about Annette being a young person in the community who's probably at a turning point in her life as to knowing what her own self-worth, you know, about her own self-worth. Is she good enough? You know, can she do things that she dreamed of doing?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, her finding her own power and standing in her power and, to own her own dream, really, to continue on, play a role and pay it forward and, you know, share her gift with others.
Yeah.
And more importantly, to find her own voice, to really stand in the power of that.
This series has got the support of not only the youth who are participants in the program, but also leaders and elders in Robinvale.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, like with COVID this year,
yeah,
it's been, you know, we're all in lockdown when we were making it. So, you know, I guess we're in regional Victoria, which, you know, it wasn't as strict as the city, you know, restrictions at the time. However, the general consensus was that we needed to protect our community as well. So
yeah,
it was about ensuring everyone's safety,
yeah,
and having everyone's blessing for the, you know, and our community and elders and our organisations having their blessing. But unfortunately, not at times we weren't able to physically have everyone present because obviously we're in restrictions, and you know, we needed to be aware of that, and that was something that I managed through the project to ensure that everyone's safety was you know, a priority.
Now, as a side note, as I was researching for this conversation, I saw that the eSafety Commissioner has shown that some forms of online bullying increased to 235% during COVID lockdown conditions. Is bullying one of the topics you looked into in this series?
wasn't really a part of the storyline. However, you know, it was something that we did discuss. So a part of my role throughout the film was in regard to, you know, taking that well-being and the wellness of all participants and to ensure that how the story was told to protect the young people, to protect the story, and to consider the risks of online bullying. So it was a conversation that we had, but in a sense, you know, this is only episode one, you know. Once we have that debrief and feedback about the potentially making, you know, five other episodes in the future, where we're going to take that. So initially, you know, the young people that were involved in writing this script for episode one will also play a role in what's going to, where the story's going to continue and where that will go. We want to tackle issues that are important for young people, you know, social justice issues, as well as, you know, mental health issues and, of course, the anti-bullying, you know, social media and bullying as well. And in a positive way, to ensure that we do that in a safe manner and that we protect people.
You're a social worker, a healer, with an extensive career in mental health. Well, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your career and this has actually impacted the production of this series.
Well, look, I'm a local woman. I was born here on country at Robin Vale on the Murray River. I'm the youngest of 10 kids and I grew up in a big tribe, you know, a big mob here. And I guess throughout my life, education was always something that really, really deep within my spirit, I guess, that I knew that was going to help me and enhance my life. And so I always studied hard and I loved school. And, you know, sometimes it just takes that one teacher or that one person to really resonate, you know, who we really resonate with, and that could light that fire inside of us, you know, inspire us to keep going and share and pay forward with other people. And for me, it's always been about sharing and learning as much as I can and paying that forward to my family and my community. And I think a big part of my career has been working with kids and families and particularly young people, for young people to find their voice and to be heard and to be seen. Mental health has been half of my career, you know, social work, worked in all the different areas of community service and social justice and community development. Mental health is a big passion of mine, and rural or Aboriginal communities have experienced a lot of, you know, youth suicide as well, particularly, you know, working in mental health and then healing has been something that is what my purpose is. Just walking along, you know, walking with our kids and our young people, and for them to believe in themselves. You know, my passion is to support a healthy community and to grow a healthy community and a safe community for our families. You know, I'm a grandmother. I've got two grandsons that live in the community, and you know, for them to have a voice and to feel free, you know, to break intergenerational patterns and that trauma story as well is something that we should all be focused on, and being one community. And you know, just look, Aboriginal people, from my, you know, for me, it's about healing, and a lot of my healing work is around us returning to our natural state of being, to be connected as we can, to be connected with Mother Earth, ourselves and spirit, you know, and our ancestors. And that's difficult. That can be difficult at times for all of us, but it's something that we can all do, and we can all do together.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ancestors want to hear us all. They want to hear our young people, you know, make a change and dance and sing and shake things up. You know, there's a message that I convey in the movie, but it is true. It is so true. And we've got a great opportunity, you know, in this lifetime now to really do that. With COVID and a lockdown, it's like this big reawakening and this resonance of stepping forward, and our young people stepping forward as well. And for us to hold them and to hold space for them to change the future and to change this country, you know?
Any final word that you'd like to add?
Oh, look, I just want to just pay gratitude to Functional Arts for being involved in our community and our young people, just how important it is that the work that they do. Just gratitude to everyone involved. And thank you for taking the time to be interested and to hear our story. And, you know, a little bush town way down the Murray. We're a long way from anywhere, but, you know, we're proud to get our part of us out there to the world too. So thank you.
Thanks a lot. You're welcome, Auntie Sharman. It's a pleasure talking about this inspirational project that you've taken part in. Thank you so very much for taking the time. Also,
thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.